forget Derek, Nolan, Ernie, too.
They all make up the energy crew.
Man, we all love it. It's the place to be. Working our butts off an energy. Well, that's about it. It's the end of our rap.
I hope you buy the record even though it's crap.
But remember, energy, it's number one.
And we stay that way by having big fun.
Go for it, boys. They don't sound like boys. What is the opposite to boys again?
It's good to be the king.
Girls. Thank you, girls. Go for it, girls. Energy 103, waking you up to a brand new day. One picked specially for you. 26 minutes after 7 o'clock with the Energy Rap 87, performed by the Schoolmaster Funk and the Energy Hunk, and it's good to be a king. It is so good to be a king. Quote of the day. Now, I'm giving you this early in the morning because this is something worth thinking about throughout the day. This could, you know, have serious consequences on your day. You could discuss this over the cup of coffee in the canteen later on today. It's a quote from Shirley MacLaine, a lady who's hitting 52 years of age. And she says, it's not age that wears our bodies out, but what we do with them. I always knew that too. She says, our bodies were made to live forever. If we kept them in tune, they wouldn't deteriorate. I know exactly what she means, and I know how we can keep our bodies perfect. At a very early age, we should pickle them. into a little bit of vinaigrette when we're about 7. The cure. 27 after 7, it's Energy 103. Colm Hayes in for Gareth O'Callaghan this Thursday morning. Here's Carly Simon coming around again.
Baby sneezes.
With Carly Simon from Heartburn, and it's been coming around again. It's just 7:30.
Right now, you may be sitting in a traffic jam and a very important business deal is going down the drain. You've spent hours, maybe days, setting it up, and now you're going to lose the business because, let's be honest, who's going to give a contract to someone who's an hour late with no apologies? Unfortunately, the chances are that your competitors have a car phone and the business. In today's fast-moving world, you need all the help you can get. So contact Norcom today on 970-960. We'll keep you well connected.
If you thought you'd never be able to afford a luxury Murray kitchen, think again. Ireland's largest kitchen manufacturers can now give you 25% off all Murray's luxury kitchens. Visit Murray's showroom at 88 Rathgar Road or phone 903377. That's 903377 for a free quotation.
Now is the winter of our discontent.
What's all that?
It's Shakespeare. It's a free quotation, you know.
Sometimes no rules are strong enough.
I've seen this kind of thing before. It just doesn't work.
No advice wise enough.
Sir, I know people have hurt you.
No words deep enough for love.
You want to talk to me? Then you learn my language.
Academy Award-winning actor William Hurt and Marley Matlin star in Children of a Lesser God. For a love like theirs, words could never be enough.
From Friday at the Adelphi Cinema, Dublin.
The weather, cold, wet and windy, the area high reaching 10 Celsius. In the news at 7.31, Dublin Gas still silent on the cause of yesterday's gas explosion in a block of flats in Dolphin's Barn, which left two in hospital. The Congress of Trade Unions comes up with a new peace formula in the B&I ships officers dispute. A debate on women priests in London today could split the Church of England. And the Tower Commission, set up by President Reagan to investigate the Iran arms affair, is to submit its findings today. That's the headline news on Energy 103.
Waking you up on a wet Thursday morning, 26 minutes away from 7 o'clock. It is Energy 103. Colm Hayes standing in for Garth O'Callaghan and McFadden and Whitehead. They ain't no stopping us now.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
Vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, gonna polish up our act well. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
No,
no, no.
We're
on
the move.
We're moving.
Ain't no stopping us now. McFadden and Whitehead on Energy 103 on a Thursday morning, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Back page of the Irish Independent this morning has some lovely stories in the American Diary. Two in particular. I love this particular one. A mix-up over death row reprieve. Somebody forgot to tell prison officials not to carry out what was to be the first execution in 23 years at the Washington State Penitentiary. That is, until the condemned man was asked whether he'd rather be hanged or receive a lethal injection. His choice. And he advised that the execution had in fact been called off 10 days before Christmas. Imagine the prisoner telling the guards, sorry chaps, a little bit of bad news actually. You can't actually kill me today because the whole damn thing has been cancelled. About 3 months ago, didn't anybody tell you? You'd feel a really silly Wally standing there with an injection in your hand. What'll we do with this then, eh? Mind you, it would have been a little bit more embarrassing had they gone ahead and killed the poor chap. If you want to be a dead fish plucker, you've got to be careful how you say these things. If you want to be a dead fish plucker, the world's most unusual employment agency has a job for you, reported in The Independent today. Alternatively, you can be a tap dancing iced bun or a bird bather. Why be a secretary in an office when you can do something fun and different, says Ava Minsky, who's the co-owner of the Job Factory in Los Angeles. Her firm offers some of the most unusual jobs in the world. For £7 to £10 an hour, depending on how fast you are, you can pluck dead fish from aquariums before they're shipped to pet stores. Or for similar pay, you can be a bone picker, removing bones from tuna for a canning company. Well, isn't that a real humdinger of a job? Removing bones from a tuna. Before they get dumped into cans. I try to think what would be one of the strangest jobs. I know there's a job in England where there's a chap employed by one of the councils over there where he has to go and inspect dog licenses. Now that can be rather embarrassing too, because does he have little dog checkpoints?
Oh, no.
I mean, do you arrest dogs on the street? Excuse me, Fido, can I see your license, please? Can you pull over in the pavement there, please? And don't do that, sir. Don't do that. Now, don't be like that, sir. You don't have to cock your leg at me. I'm only asking for your license. A dog license, Inspector. 23 away from 8. Energy 103 on a Thursday morning. It's 18 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
AIDS. Don't die of ignorance.
What does AIDS stand for in layman's terms? I just know that's a disease that breaks down the immune system.
It's immunity. It's immunity. It's immunity. Disease. Oh, I have to leave it like that.
I don't know.
And now here's the answer from our medical expert.
AIDS stands for Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome.
And is it a new disease?
It certainly is a new disease. It was unknown up to 10 years ago, and the virus which caused the disease only identified in the last 6 years. And it's only been, in fact, it used to be called the HTLV-3 virus, or if you're French, you call it the LAV virus, but it's now known as the Human Immune Deficiency Virus, HIV virus. It's believed that it originated in Africa, and the current theory is that it's an animal disease that somehow or other got into the human population. It's been identified in monkeys called green monkeys, which are Central Africa, but how it got into the human population isn't known, and this is only a theory. There's another theory that it might be an experimental disease that got out from a laboratory, but there's no proof of that.
AIDS. Don't die of ignorance.
Thursday morning in Energy, it's 17 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and I mentioned earlier on that we had a record directly on the theme of AIDS. It's recorded by an Irish band called Art Above Love, and this is it. It's called Open Your Eyes on Energy 103.
They've lived a whole life, and there's nothing for them to see. Don't feel that they're alone. There are thousands, yet you come. If you think there's no
to open your eyes.
Country 103 on a Thursday morning, 14 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Colm Hayes in for Garth O'Callaghan. It's a young Irish band called Art Above Love with a song directly related to the theme of AIDS and Open Your Eyes. Open Your Eyes. We'll be playing that as part of our AIDS awareness campaign. On the way, it's Simply Red, and they are doing the right thing.
BlackRock Photography and Quality Wedding Video have combined to give a great value offer. A superb photo album by leading professional photographers and a television-style video with crisp, clear pictures and sound. They're there from the bride's home to the end of the night, and because they avoid using floodlights, you'll hardly even notice them. Call BlackRock Wedding Video and Photography on 884896. And do remember to use a professional on your big day. It's there for a lifetime.
The jungles of the Mosquito Coast are wild and untamed. In its depths, a man can build a new life if he has the strength to see it through. Peter Weir's film pounds with energy. Harrison Ford brings an impressive intensity, acclaimed the Sunday Express. They continue the winning creative partnership so successful in Witness, wrote Angela Brooks in Today. And the Daily Telegraph urged everyone to see this powerful film. Harrison Ford in The Mosquito Coast, directed by Peter Weir, at a cinema near you from Friday, rated PG.
Music is a very important part of many commercials, but I want you to ignore the music in this commercial because it'll only make you think of Spain and beaches and duty-free and suntans and sand between your pesetas. Put it this way, if your car got smashed up recently, you're lucky because you should phone APW Bodyworks to get it fixed. Let APW knock the dents out of your car and they'll put you in the drawer for a holiday in Spain. Get the connection? Got a dent? Phone APW Bodyworks in Upper Rath Mines on 977-998. 977-998. And viva España!
Getting married? Then you must visit the wedding fair in the newly refurbished West County Hotel in Chapel Lizard this Sunday. Enjoy a free fashion show and courtesy drinks. There's live music and entertainment in the new lounge, plus lots more. The wedding fair that has everything for your wedding. Organised by Terry Burns at the New Look West County Hotel, Chapel Lizard this Sunday.
Colm Hayes.
It is exactly 11 minutes away from 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning on Energy 103.
I'm feeling hot.
do the right thing. Energy 103 on a Thursday morning with Simply Red. 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock. We're going to get around really quickly now in a minute to playing Beat the Intro. We'll be calling for our caller number 3. Not exactly yet, but in about, well, 60 seconds or so, we will go for it. You know, there's so many people being held hostage in Beirut, but there are strange hostage situations in Beirut. For instance, one reported in The Sun this morning. It must be the strangest hostage ever captured. British journalist Chris Drake has offered £100 for the reward of Coco, his parrot. He has this little parrot, Coco, which was snatched by gunmen from a Beirut hotel. Coco terrified guests in the hotel by imitating the sounds of incoming shells. No wonder somebody took him hostage. I just try to picture the scene of this parrot. Can you imagine a parrot with a little safety helmet running up and down the corridors of this hotel, banging on the doors and going, incoming, incoming.
Energy 103.
It's lucky somebody got rid of him. Born on this day back in 1932 was a man called Johnny Cash. And here he is with a thing called love. On Energy 103.
6 foot six, he stood on the ground. He weighed 235 pounds. But I saw that giant of a man brought down to his knees by love. He was the kind of a man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him crying like a little whipped pup because of love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, never let you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love. Like me, they struggle in doubt. They trouble their minds day in and day out. Too busy with living to worry about a little word like love. But when I see a mother's tenderness as she holds her young close to her breast, then I thank God that the world's been blessed with a thing called love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, never let you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.
Born on this day back in 1932, Mr. Johnny Cash, one of the original cowboys. 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock this Thursday morning on Energy 103, we go to the phones to Teresa Doyle in Dunameath. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
Well, what are you doing with yourself this morning? Getting ready for work or what?
No, I'm getting my two children their breakfast.
Getting the two children the breakfast?
Yes.
And the phone just nudged against the ear, yeah?
Yes.
How's your musical knowledge?
Not very good.
Not very good. Well, no. The children might be able to help you out on this one. We'll play a piece of music. We want to know the name of the artist and the name of the song, okay? Name
right.
of the artist, name of the song. Little prize and album if you get it right. Have a listen to this. That's all we're giving you. Any ideas at all?
Oh, I know it and I can't think of it all down.
Oh. Are the kids there to help you?
Yeah. One is only four and one is two.
Do you want to come back in about 5 or 6 years when they might have a clue? Any ideas whatsoever?
No, I can't think of
it. No, will I give it to you again?
Yes.
And hum along to it and it might come along. I mean, very popular record. And then they start singing.
Can you not give me a little clue?
Can I give you a little...
I have it. It's in my mind. I can hear the song and I just can't
Well, what do you
it.
All want us to do? Go into your mind and have a look for it? let me see. Think. What can I... Okay, I'll give you the colour red as a clue, okay? Then there's a good clue. I can hear one of them shouting.
That's Melanie.
Any ideas?
No.
No, none whatsoever?
That's
Oh, hard luck. Red box, lean on me.
No, I knew.
Yeah, you knew, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to give me the answer. We can't
I
guess
know.
That you can guess the answer. Hard luck, Trace, anyway. Hard luck, anyway.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Energy 103 on a Thursday morning with the Beat the Intro song, Red Box and Lean on Me.
Are we happy? Are we scared? Are we shouting?
Magazine, we reveal the saucy secret of what pop stars eat for breakfast. Part one of a serial on the gingham tablecloth world of Snap, Crackle and Pop. We ask, do they all drink champagne or is it just Bucks Fizz? Plus, win a pop star's used teabag in our fantastic quiz. All this and much, much more in this week's fun-packed issue of Pop Trivia.
If you want to read about music, not trivia, read Melody Maker. 50p every week.
Peugeot 205 van. Versatility and value. Better for business with more payload weight and volume than the Fiesta or Metro. Perfect for pleasure with saloon car bred comfort from only £4,796 excluding VAT. Peugeot 205 van. The best of both worlds.
See the Peugeot 205 van at Gowan Motors, Parkgate Street.
Girls, the new spring range at Pennies of Dunleary will have you on top of the world this week. We've cotton tops from only $1.99 in all the new seasons, colours and styles. Plain t-shirts only $2.50 and dazzling Disney print t-shirts for only $3.99. Remember, it's Pennies of Dunleary who's tops for tops.
Pennies, getting better all the time.
Going downtown to a place I know. For hi-fi video stereo.
At Electroworth in Georgia Street, you'll find the best prices on all top brand name hi-fis and MIDI rack systems from only £299. And Sony or Mitsubishi 20-inch color remote control televisions or Mitsubishi and JVC videos from only $3.99 a week. That's why we say,
money goes further at Electroworth.
On 738 AM and 103 FM in stereo, this is Energy.
8 o'clock, Dublin Gas. Still no explanation for yesterday's gas explosion. This is George Long. Good morning. There's still no definite explanation from Dublin Gas to the cause of a gas explosion at a block of flats in Dolphin's Barn. A man of 50 and a girl of 14 months were badly injured in the blast, which happened at about 3 o'clock yesterday. 24 families were made homeless. And the Minister for Energy, Michael Noonan, has asked consultants investigating the Balls Bridge explosion to include yesterday's blast in their report. Reports from National Radio say there's been a new peace initiative in the B&I ships officers dispute. The Congress of Trade Unions came up with a peace formula. The strike committee are to consider these proposals today, says the radio. The issue of women priests, which threatens to split the Church of England, is to be debated today. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Robert Runcie, is to open the debate at the General Synod meeting in London. The commission set up by President Reagan to investigate the Iran arms affair is to submit its findings today. The Tower Commission's brief was to examine the workings of the National Security Council in the White House. The Soviet news agency TASS says the Soviet Union has carried out a nuclear test blast. TASS says the test was carried out at 5 a.m. GMT at the underground test site at Semipalatinsk in Central Asia. TASS says the blast had a yield of up to 20 kilotons. The city council in the South African capital of Pretoria has voted to open the city's remaining whites-only cinemas to people of all races. The decision comes after pressure from the United States, where film companies said they would not allow their films to be shown to segregated audiences. One person has been killed and more than 20 injured in a car bomb explosion in Beirut. The bomb went off in the Shiite-controlled southern suburbs near the Burj al Barajne Palestinian refugee camp. It's not yet known who planted the bomb. Today's weather prospects, heavy rain clearing this afternoon, staying overcast generally. Winds are southeasterly on the bay, the area high reaching 10 Celsius by mid-afternoon. And that's the Press Association news. It's 3 minutes past eight.
Wake up with energy.
Energy 103 on a Thursday morning. I love my radio. When it's tuned, Energy 103, and the little button has been broken off so that I can't tune anywhere else. It's the only way to live, eh? Colm Hay standing in for Garth O'Callaghan this Thursday morning. And traffic around the city, well, because of the rain, things are moving a little bit slow, so do be careful. Traffic is generally very, very busy today. The city centre is moving okay, except for problems in Dame Street, Nassau Street, Church Street, Capel Street, where traffic is moving very slow, and the Green is quite slow at the moment too. Merrion Road is very heavy. The Stillorgan Road is busy but moving. Milltown Road is very, very heavy. Rathmines Ranelagh, very, very heavy this morning. Extra heavy. The airport road is busy inwards and outwards this morning. Botanic Road is very slow and the Strand Road is moving well but starting to build up thanks to the traffic. Thanks to Metro Cabs for you, a Metro Blue Cabs and Access for the traffic news this morning, helping you to get to work safely and soundly. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, a great new book in the market. It should be over here in about 2 or 3 months' time. It's called The Scandal Annual of 1986, and it has a whole bunch of scandals that occurred in 1986 and a whole bunch of bloopers and bunglers. It really is good. One, for instance, is a story about from Italy. A woman convicted of robbery in Pescara, Italy, has avoided starting a 10-month jail term for 10 years by remaining almost continually pregnant. Italian law doesn't permit pregnant women to be jailed, and when Elisa Spinelli, now 42 years of age, appeared before a judge recently, she was carrying her 14th child. She just doesn't want to go to jail. And the judge turned around and said, Elisa Spinelli, I'm sorry, we can't put you behind bars. You're still pregnant. And a little man was seen to whimper in the audience. No. This was, in fact, Elisa Spinelli's husband, and he's very upset. Judge, you got to put her away. I get no sleep at night. I can't watch a TV. I don't eat my lasagna. She wants children all the time, all the time.
For inspiration. Thank you.
Energy 103, waking you up on a Thursday morning, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Colm Hayes standing in for Gareth O'Callaghan. This 26th of February, 1987. And looking back through the years on this day back in 1802, Victor Hugo, the great French poet, novelist and dramatist, was born at Besson in Doubs, which is not far from Switzerland, you'll probably know. Most people will remember him as the author of The Hunchback of Notre Dame. I forgot about that. Victor Hugo, the author of The Hunchback of Notre Dame, born on this day in 1802. A man responsible for those immortal words, the bells, the bells. A man that, in fact, before he wrote that book, people could have said, I have a hunch, which meant they had an idea. Work that one out. Also, born on this day, back in 1945, was Bob Height, born in Torrance in California. He played with Can Heat. He died in 1981, but his music still lives on. Here he is with Canned Heat.
Sometimes no rules are strong enough.
I've seen this kind of thing before. It just doesn't work.
No advice wise enough.
Sir, I know people have hurt you.
No words deep enough for love.
You want to talk to me? Then you learn my language.
Academy Award-winning actor William Hurt and Marlee Matlin star in Children of a Lesser God. For a love like theirs, words could never be enough.
From Friday at the Adelphi Cinema Dublin.
Hi, this is Linda Lipglass, the internationally famous model. You know, whenever I come back from photographic assignments in hot places, I hate wearing lots of clothes. Now, I realize that cold air getting into my house is just as bad as warm air getting out, so I phoned Monergy. Well, the guys from Monergy came around and gave me a free survey all over, then put in draft exclusion. Now, I could have paid big money, but all I really needed was draft exclusion at 10% of the cost of replacing my windows. Draft exclusion is permanent. It can save you 15% on heating and enables me to sit here talking to you stark naked. Phone Monergy when your hands stop shaking on 203-480.
If you thought you'd never be able to afford a luxury Murray kitchen, think again.
Ireland's largest kitchen manufacturers can now give you 25% off all Murray's luxury kitchens. Visit Murray's showroom at 88 Rathgar Road or phone 903377. That's 903377 for a free quotation.
Now is the winter of our discontent.
What's all that?
It's Shakespeare. It's a free quotation, you know.
Walter! Walter, lost in this stinking desert for 3 days. What I wouldn't give for a glass of water.
Yes, we're all thirsty, Sergeant.
It's not for me, sir. It's for my watch.
Your watch, Sergeant?
My watch runs on water, sir.
Poor Sergeant Bottomley. Sun's finally got to you, eh?
No, sir. It's a water watch, sir.
A what, Sergeant?
A water watch. Look, you just let a few drops of water in these two little holes on the side and a liquid crystal display comes on and keeps perfect time for ages. And if I could just get my hands on some water, we could be wandering around this desert for another week and it wouldn't matter because we can always tell what time it was.
Just what we need, Sergeant.
The high-technology water watch actually runs on water.
Here, Sergeant, take some of these.
What are they, sir?
Anti-thirst tablets. Take two with a glass of water.
Sir.
No, perhaps not, Sergeant. The Water Watch. Only $15.99.
Now available from Roach's Stores, Henry Street and Edwards Jeweler in Talbot Street.
Colum Hayes. Wake up with the happy sound of Dublin. Wake up with energy.
Ah, come on, wakey, wakey, wakey. Rise and shine. It might be a little wet outside, but, you know, you have to have a shower first anyway, so you're going to get wet at the start. Energy on a Thursday morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's level 42. It's running in the family.
Our dad would send us to our room. He'd be the voice of doom. He said that we would thank him later. All day he was solid as a rock. But by 8 o'clock we'd be grumbling. One night my brother Joe and me climbed down the family tree that grew outside our bedroom window. We ran though we knew it couldn't last. Running from the past, things that we were born to be. Looking back, it's so bizarre. It runs in the family. All the things we are. On the backseat of the car with Joseph and Emily. We only see so far. And we all have a daddy's arms. Looking back, it's so bizarre. Circumstances. He said two kids out on the street were picked up on the beaten in the station. So there's me with Emily and Joe and Daddy driving home, all heading in the same direction. He knew no matter what the brakes, we'd make the same mistakes. Couldn't take his eyes off Joe and me. Looking back, it's so bizarre. It runs in the family. The backseat of the car with Joseph and Emily. We only see so far. And we all have our daddy's eyes. Looking back, it's so bizarre. It runs in the family. All the things we are. Looking back, it's so bizarre.
Like a dream within a dream of a somewhere in between. Drama places.
FG103 advising you to drive a little slowly this morning. It's rather wet outside. Traffic is building up a little bit crazy. Traffic update on the way. 22 minuts after 8 this Thursday morning. It's Colm Hayes standing in for Gareth O'Callaghan. Already there's a big smile and a grin across my face because this has got to be one of my favourite stories. This appeared today, yesterday. It was yesterday in the Daily Star. Cartoon fan Patrick Chaplin got a shock when his new Daffy Duck video suddenly turned into a soft porn movie. The local government officer watched open-mouthed as a naked couple made love in a swimming pool and other couples jumped in and out of bed at the end of the 68-minute film. It should have been a cartoon. It certainly wasn't a cartoon. It would have been enough to make Daffy's feathers curl, said Patrick from Essex. That's just about all. Yeah, I'd say more would have curled too. A spokesman for Warner Home Video said that about 70 copies of the £11.99 cartoon had been accidentally taped over and a new movie had been put on called Hot Chili, which was a soft porn movie. People renting out Daffy Duck were getting a little bit more than they bargained for. I'm trying to think, wouldn't it be strange if that was working the other way around? 23 after 8 on a Thursday morning. Can you imagine that if somebody went down to rent the movie Hot Chili and settled down to watch a kind of a soft porn movie and suddenly in the middle of it, jumps up Bugs Bunny, what's up, Doc? And Daffy Duck running across the screen, they'd go, no, I didn't want one of these, I just wanted a soft porn one.
Oh, no.
23 after 8.
Energy 103.
They'll get worse.
Yeah.
Energy 103. Into the American Top 40 with Bruce Willis. I reckon that's going to be a huge hit over here too, and respect yourself. It's 27 minutes after 8 o'clock. Still the smile remains on my face over that Daffy Duck story. I think it's great. City centre traffic at the moment is moving okay, except for problems in Dame Street, Nassau Street, Church Street, Capel Street, where traffic is very, very slow. The Green is also moving rather slowly. Merrion Road is very heavy. Stillorgan Road is busy, but it is moving. Milltown Road is getting very, very heavy. Rathmines and Ranelagh, we're told, are extraordinarily heavy for this time of year. It is really, really heavy down there this morning. The Airport Road is busy inwards and outwards. The Botanic Road is very, very heavy. And the Strand Road is moving well. Generally, traffic is quite heavy. It's damp, it's wet. Take it easy, boys and girls. 28 after 8. Thursday morning, it's just 8:30.
It's the final week of the Bremax Stores end of season sale, and everything is reduced to clear. Ski jackets were $54.95, now only $39.95. Ski jeans were $39.50, now only $29.50. Salopettes were $24.95, now only $19.95. Rocker hiking boots were $71.50, now only $49.95. Great value in base camp rucksacks, reduced from $54.95 to $39.95. This week only at Bremax Stores, Lower Liffey Street, beside the Hackney Bridge. Telephone 741-221. That's 741-221.
Another year. Another Bertie. Suppose I get the same things as last year. Pair of slippers from the mother, a tie from the brother, and socks from the wife. I wouldn't mind Tina Turner gift wrapped.
I'm your brother, dancer.
Tina, I don't believe it.
Fantasiagram, Dublin's zaniest telegram service, will make your favourite fantasy come true for your party or get-together. Phone Fantasiagram now on 733-588. That's 733-588.
Club Eclipse is the brand new nighttime experience at Lamb Doyle's, with dancing from 10 till 2 Fridays and Saturdays. There's a piano bar open Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday at Dublin's newest and most exclusive night spot, Club Eclipse at Lamb Doyle's. Lunch is served from 12:30 till 2:30 and costs as little as £2.50. At Lamb Doyle's, you can hire function rooms with catering as well. For bookings, phone Club Eclipse on 955-288. Club Eclipse at Lamb Doyle's, the newest nighttime experience in Dublin.
A two-way radio system will make your business more efficient. Contact Norcom at 970960.
Weather: cold, wet and windy. The area high reaching 10 Celsius. In the news at 8:31, Dublin Gas still silent on the cause of yesterday's gas explosion in a block of flats in Dolphin's Barn, which left two in hospital. The Congress of Trade Unions comes up with a new peace formula in the B&I ships officers dispute. A debate on women priests in London today could split the Church of England. And the Tower Commission, set up by President Reagan to investigate the Iran arms affair, is to submit its findings today. That's the headline news on Energy 103.
Wake up with energy.
Column Hayes, standing in for Gareth O'Callaghan this Thursday morning. Waking you up, it's 27 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Here's Pepsi and Shirley.
Life is so hard, needlessly. No fairy tales tell me I'm a history. A broken heart.
Energy 103, driving you to work on a Thursday morning. It's 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Colm Hayes in for Gareth O'Callaghan in Pepsi and Shirley. And it's a heartache. On the way, now you're probably driving into work at the moment thinking, oh, petrol, it costs so much in tax. Insurance is so much and cars are so difficult to drive and I'm always hitting people on the road. And what kind of ways could you change your car so that it's much more easier to drive and things move a lot better? Details on the way. Right now, though, we have our Seek and Collect clue. Thursday's Seek and Collect clue. Now, if you think the other clues have been easy, this one will just give it away. It's going to be such a cinch right after this one. Monday's clue was two farthings would get you across the water and then you could hitch. Tuesday's clue was Rossignol and Dina Star find a true base in this camp when they're not on the piste. Wednesday's clue was if you like a Big Mac, don't go to Bray. The stores are much closer to the centre. And today's clue, I feel almost embarrassed reading this one out, I'll tell you. This week's clue is in one of the following locations. Is it A, the Taj Mahal, which is out in Mullingar? Is it B, the Sydney Opera House? Or is it C, the Braemac stores in Lower Liffey Street? That'll really get you struggling with the brain, won't it? A, is it the Taj Mahal? B, is it the Sydney Opera House? Or C, is it the Braemac stores in Lower Liffey Street? You're stuck in that one, aren't you? Yeah, I can see that you're really stuck and you're rushing. You want the number of Air India to get yourself a flight out to the Taj Mahal? Do you really think that's necessary? Now, shouldn't we talk about this first, please? you know where we're talking about. If you don't, well, I've got a name for good shrink. I think you need to seek help. If you do know where we're talking about, get yourself down there, because you can pick yourself up a voucher and have the second letter and the second part of the clue. 23 away from 9. It's energy.
Don't want to own the town. Understand. Just want a man to hold. On a Saturday night, that's right. He won't expect nothing else from me. Maybe some light-hearted company. Then
Energy 103 in a Thursday morning, 20 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Hothouse in a new single and Don't Come to Stay. So many people confused about the new clue for the Seek and Collect. I mean, where is the Taj Mahal and how can they get there and what number bus goes? And who is Sydney and where's his opera house? Well, have a little closer listen to the clues when you hear them later on. It's pretty obvious at this stage. Energy, it's 20 minutes away from 9. Traffic around the city at the moment. The city centre, we're told, is moving okay. It's very, very wet and rainy out there, so you've got to take it a little bit slower. Dame Street, Nassau Street, Church Street and Capel Street. Traffic is very, very slow. A lot of roadworks around there. The Green is moving slowly. Merrion Road is very, very heavy. Avoid Blackrock if you can. Stillorgan Road is busy but moving. Milltown, very, very heavy. Rathmines and Ranelagh, very, very heavy this morning for some reason. Airport Road is busy inwards and outwards. The Botanic Road is incredibly heavy and the Strand Road is moving well. The only one in the whole city at the moment. 18 away from 9. Energy 103. Colm Hayes standing in for Gareth O'Callaghan. And Journey, as we say about Gareth, we'll be all right without you.
I've been thinking about the times you walked out on me. There were moments I believed you were there. Do I miss you? Do these things so
Hey, listen to this. 25% off all gold jewellery. 25% off all diamond rings. A third off all silver jewellery. 50% off all 9-carat gold charms. 15% off all watches. And 25% off special Seiko watches. It's the great jewellery sale, now on at Three Castle Jewellers. Open 6 days a week from 9.30 till 5.30. Three Castle Jewellers, Castle House, South Great George's Street. Telephone 788-729. That's 788-729.
Well, sir, here we have the CN8000 with NAT and CF.
If this is the answer you get when you ask about car phones, then talk to Norcom. We won't tie you up with technology. We'll free you to keep in touch with your office, your clients, and your profits. We have an extensive range of car phones to suit everyone, from the sales force to the chief executive. So, if you need to be on top in business and not technology, contact Norcom at 970-960 and we'll keep you well connected.
Hey! Where were you last night?
Hey man, what a party. Man, this groovy scene. We were dancing in the moonlight, man. Great shakes.
Cool. Where are they? Hey!
The Castle Inn, opposite Christchurch Cathedral. There's a funky function room and a fabulous rooftop. Book now for bumper midweek offer. Room hire is free of charge. Free of charge. Phone Liz for reservations on 780-663.
You know, I just can't get enough, and I just can't get enough.
Shut up, will you, you stupid hippie! Shut up!
The jungles of the Mosquito Coast are wild and untamed. In its depths, a man can build a new life if he has the strength to see it through. Peter Weir's film pounds with energy. Harrison Ford brings an impressive intensity acclaimed the Sunday Express. They continue the winning creative partnership so successful in Witness, wrote Angela Brooks in Today. And the Daily Telegraph urged everyone to see this powerful film. Harrison Ford in the Mosquito Coast, directed by Peter Weir. At a cinema near you from Friday, rated PG.
Colin Hayes, wake up with the happy sound of Dublin. Wake up with energy.
Waking you up on a Thursday morning.
What time is it?
Stop shouting, please. It's 11 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Manners, manners, courtesy. It's the Blow Monkeys, and it doesn't have to be that way.
Doesn't have to be this way. Just count the hours. 'Cause when your bed is made, then baby it's too late. Yeah. There's no hope for a hungry child whose joker is wild. They take by the end of the day. Well, I just about had enough of the sunshine. Hey, what did I hear you say? You know, it doesn't have to be that way. You, when you walk out the door, you gotta ask for more. You gotta ask for more. It doesn't have to hurt that way. You've only got yourselves to blame for playing the game. There's no hope for a hungry child whose joker is wild, and they take all hope away. And I just can't see the sense of my mind's ahead. Ooh, and I just about had enough of this sunshine. Hey, what did I hear you say? You know it doesn't have to be that way. You, when you walk out the door, baby, you gotta ask for more.
Oh,
society, take a tip from me now, yeah.
You want it. You want it.
door. You better ask some more.
Thank you. Energy 103 on a Thursday morning, 8 minutes away from 9 o'clock. It's Colm Hayes in for Garth O'Callaghan, driving you to work. And you're probably thinking, as I mentioned earlier on in the car, how could the car be better? How could I get things to run more smoothly in my motor car? Well, there's a couple of ideas that came from America. Now, these are inventions for cars that were made, well, one was 20 years ago, but they, you know, they have an idea. There's an inventor who has an automobile in America that runs on chicken fat. The car is actually based on a very sound principle. It converts chicken fat into methane gas, and that's what powers the car. It gets to about, well, it gets around 12 chickens to the mile. So, I mean, it's a good idea, but you have to have plenty of chickens in the boot, loads of chickens. The Rolls-Royce version, of course, runs on turkey fat. There's another chap who had an idea. He had a little elaborate device which automatically triggered the automobile's brakes if a pedestrian was hit. And then a blanket that was stored under the front bumper shot forward to cushion the victim's fall. Sounds like a great idea. Not only does the car stop when it hits somebody, but you get this cushion. If you're the person that's just been hit, you get a nice little cushion to fall onto. It was a good idea, and your man actually had it in use around America, but then they had to give it up because, well, he abused it a little bit. Well, what actually happened was that instead of having a cushion there one day, he was driving down to the shops and he decided he had to get a bag of coal and he had no room in the car. So he opened this little place in the front bumper where you put the cushion in, and he put in the bag of coal, you know, this nice little bag of coal, and drove home. On the way, he hit somebody.
Oh, no.
Need I say any more?
Energy 103.
7 minutes away from 9 o'clock on a Thursday morning on Energy 103. Mr. Fats Domino celebrates his birthday today. He is 842,361.
I've found my thrill. Oh,
celebrates his birthday today on Blueberry Hill. 4 minutes away from nine, Energy 103 this Thursday morning. Mentioned earlier on about the book called The Scandal Annual 1986, which is a whole list of scandals and bloopers and strange little stories that occurred throughout 1986. It'll be released at a store near you very soon. It's an American book, and one of the stories from it, another one of the stories that is very, I like this one. Former call girl Norma Jean Almodover ran for Lieutenant Governor of California this past year. She said of her career turn towards politics, she said, "I've been prevented from engaging in honest prostitution, so now I'm engaging in legal prostitution. Politics."
Phone fun has come to Energy 103 FM. Each day, we'll be calling telephone numbers selected at random from the Leinster area. If you're one of the lucky people called, answer, "Hello, you must be from Energy 103, and you'll win whatever is in the jackpot. Every time we get a wrong reply, we'll throw in another £100 until the jackpot reaches the staggering total of £30,000. And then it'll start all over again. Remember that answer every time you pick up the phone. Say it. "Hello, you must be from Energy 103. We've got more giveaways and contests than any other radio station in Europe. 103 FM. That's energy.
That's energy indeed. And the Energy 103 phone fun jackpot stands at £5,500. All you've got to do is say, "Hello, you must be from Energy 103," when we ring you about the competition. 2 minutes away from 9 o'clock, news on the way. Here's the Pretenders, and Don't Get Me Wrong.
I haven't had a drink all day.
Don't be silly. Listen, I heard a rumour about free ladies.
What?
Free ladies at Rumours Nightclub.
Well, Rumours has 50s, 60s and 70s music every Tuesday with free admission before 11.
And free ladies?
On Thursday nights at Rumours, all pints are only £1.25.
What about the free ladies?
Ah, you mean Wednesday nights when the ladies get into Rumours for free.
I thought you meant, you know.
Never mind what you thought. Go for Rumours Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays.
And all weekend.
Rumours.
In the heart of Dublin.
Girls, the new spring range at Pennies of Dunleary will have you on top of the world this week. We've cotton tops from only £1.99 in all the new seasons, colours and styles. Plain t-shirts only £2.50 and dazzling Disney print t-shirts for only £3.99. Remember, it's Pennies of Dunleary who's tops for tops.
Pennies! Getting better all the time.
Peugeot 205 van. Versatility and value. Better for business with more payload, weight and volume than the Fiesta or Metro. Perfect for pleasure with saloon car bred comfort from only £4,796 excluding VAT. Peugeot 205 van. The best of both worlds.
See the Peugeot 205 van at John Hayes of Monkstown.
Half a minute is not enough time to tell you about all the astounding sale prices at Morris Walsh Carpets in Dunleary. So first get the name in your head. Morris Walsh Carpets Sale, right? The place, Upper George's Street, Dunleary, near People's Park, okay? The phone number, 806139. 806139. Late opening Thursday and Friday till 9 and all day Saturday. And no parking problems because Morris Walsh Carpets will hand out free parking discs to all their customers. So, at Morris Walsh Carpet Sale in Dunleary, you'll see 12-foot wide American tonal Axminster for £5.96 a square yard.
My name is Roger, sing of happy splashes. Sing about the natural chance to bake and look it used to be. And now I'm told, what's new is old.
a rather old story of Russia's people choice coming to
so off our hero dashes and demolishes the rashes.
Oi, it's me of Happy Tea. Old style rashers, simply natural, just the bacon used to be.
New old style rashers from Galti.
On 738 AM and 103 FM in stereo, this is Energy.
9 o'clock, Dublin Gas. Still no explanation for yesterday's gas explosion. This is George Long. Good morning. There's still no definite explanation from Dublin Gas to the cause of a gas explosion at a block of flats in Dolphin's Barn. A man of 50 and a girl of 14 months were badly injured in the blast, which happened at about 3 o'clock yesterday. 24 families were made homeless. The Minister for Energy, Michael Noonan, has asked consultants investigating the Ballsbridge explosion to include yesterday's blast in their report. Reports from National Radio say there's been a new peace initiative in the B&I ships officers dispute. The Congress of Trade Unions came up with a peace formula. The strike committee are to consider these proposals today.